Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The late-night talk show hosts who are still on the air are weighing in.
On the Late Show, Stephen Colbert diving right into the issue during his monologue.
To Jimmy, just let me say, I stand with you and your staff 100%. And also, you couldn't let me enjoy this for like 1 week. Just come on.
Jon Stewart opening up his show on Comedy Central with an announcer saying, the all-new government-approved Daily Show.
Finally, a country affording our great leader the respect and deference that any sun god would command.
Even David Letterman weighing in, speaking from a conference here in Lower Manhattan yesterday.
And you can't go around firing somebody because you're fearful or trying to suck up to an authoritarian administration in the Oval Office. That's just not how this works.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Outside the ABC studios in Hudson Square.
ABC, grow a spine! ABC, grow a spine!
Dozens demonstrated Thursday.
The writing on the wall is obvious. The fascism is consolidating at a very quick rate.
This is a blatant violation of freedom of speech, our First Amendment right.
ABC capitulating, Disney capitulating, CBS capitulating is absolute appeasing a dictator, solidifying his grip.
Today, another demonstration is planned by members of the Writers Guild. A planned memorial service for Charlie Kirk this weekend in New Jersey is not happening. That's because too many people were going to show up at Skyland Stadium in Frankfort Township, and officials there say the 4,500-seat capacity is not large enough. Meantime, the stadium put out a statement saying the event wasn't even officially on the calendar, that they had simply been approached about an event to be held in conjunction with Kirk's funeral. They say that's when outside activists inserted themselves, spreading the word on social media and even listing themselves as organizers to push their political agenda. A demonstration at 26 Federal Plaza against Trump immigration policy ended with public advocate Jumaane Williams and City Comptroller Brad Lander, among dozens of people, getting arrested.
Stand up, fight back!
It was a peaceful demonstration, but when people tried to block a garage used for ICE vehicles, arrests were made.
This is an authoritarian regime. We're not waiting for it. It is here.
The public advocate was issued two summonses, but is worried about the immigrants at the detention center who won't get to go home.
They do not know where they're going. They're held in horrible conditions and very often deported to countries they have not even from.
11 elected officials were arrested inside, trying to make sure ICE was following a court order mandating humane conditions. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A Texas man could be looking at 60 years behind bars for allegedly making terroristic threats against mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani. 44-year-old Jeremy Fistel's from Plano, Texas, but apparently has a relative in Queens. DA Melinda Katz says he threatened Mamdani via multiple written messages and voicemails between June and July of this year and was arrested on September 11th in Texas. Assistant DA Christina Mavrikis read the messages in court.
Hey, Zohran, you should go back to Uganda before someone shoots you in the head and gets rid of your whole family too.
While Mayor Adams condemned the threats, he also said this.
There's almost a level of irony to this. Here you have a person who has spent his life bashing the NYPD, the desire to defund, the desire to say which assignments they're not on.
In a statement, the Mamdani campaign writing, quote, "We are grateful to DA Katz's office for treating this matter with the seriousness it deserves. Unfortunately, threats of this nature are all too common, and they reflect a broader climate of hate that has no place in our city." If Mamdani was waiting for New York State Democratic Party boss Jay Jacobs to endorse him, he shouldn't hold his breath. The reason, Jacobs says, democratic socialism does not represent the principles, values, or policies of the Democratic Party. And that, quote, the two men fundamentally disagree on how to combat what they agree is America's greatest problem, the continuing growth of income inequality. At a campaign stop yesterday, Andrew Cuomo asked the crowd, are we New Yorkers or are we socialists? The former governor was in Great Kill, Staten Island, picking up an endorsement from Local 3 of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Mayor Adams held a roundtable meeting Thursday with members of the transgender people of color community. Later, he told reporters he will challenge an education department policy regarding who uses what bathroom.
I don't support girls and boys using the same restroom. I don't support that.
The city DOE requires schools to provide students access to bathrooms consistent with their gender identity. If a student requests more privacy, then schools would be required to provide an alternative. The mayor says he does not believe that facilitates a safe environment, adding, quote, we've become so politically correct that we are incorrect. When asked by Gothamist, the department declined to comment on the mayor's remarks. The fight over secular education at ultra-Orthodox yeshivas in New York, now the subject of a lawsuit against Governor Hochul and top state lawmakers. Adina Mermelstein Konikov heads Young Advocates for Fair Education.
There are currently in New York City tens of thousands of children who are being denied a basic education, that are not even being offered the opportunity to learn English, math, science, and social studies in their schools.
She and others note that a New York Times investigation in 2022 found that the lack of education prevents many of these kids from getting jobs as adults, and they end up dependent on government programs, including food benefits. The lawsuit specifically challenges a budget deal that delayed enforcement of secular studies requirements, giving yeshivas up to 8 years to comply. Well, 1010 Winds has reached out to Governor Hochul, Assembly Speaker Carl Hasty, and Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, and is awaiting a response. The recent Legionnaires outbreak in Harlem, the subject of testimony today at City Hall. Lynn Shulman heads the Council Health Committee.
As soon as those cases broke out and we saw what was going on, we said, you know, let's have a hearing. We're going to do a deep dive into what happened and try to make sure that we have measures in place to make sure it doesn't happen again.
114 people got sick in this outbreak, including 90 who were hospitalized and 7 who died. Today, the committee will look at several bills related to cooling tower inspection, and they'll also examine whether certain communities are disproportionately affected.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.